Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ag International Talk Podcast.
My name is Maria Fernanda, and I am so excited to be your host for the very first international student podcast here at Texas A&M University. Moving to the U.S. from Mexico at age 16, being completely unfamiliar with this lifestyle, and now again at age 21, facing the biggest overseas move of my life post-graduation, this topic has a special place in my heart. I relate to the struggles in the little things, like going to Starbucks and having to say my name is Maria instead of Maria, or having to explain why I have four names instead of two. In high school, I always felt like my background was a setback and that everyone had a better vocabulary and were way better prepared to become successful than I was. Ultimately ending at an American university, I have learned that embracing both my heritage and this experience is an advantage rather than a setback. Because being international, we get to communicate with twice as many people, and it really is a privilege to get to enjoy the best of both worlds and thrive. So for this podcast, in this particular episode, I have invited guests from Latin American countries like myself to see what they have to say about this experience. So without further ado, let's get started.
Mi nombre es Juan Andrés Pérez Gutiérrez, tengo 23 años y estudio en Texas A&M como ingeniero mecánico.
First up, we have Juan Andrés Pérez Gutiérrez, who is a senior in mechanical engineering, who always dreamt of coming to Texas A&M to become an engineer.
Tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and how you ended up here in College Station.
I came from Venezuela, Maracaibo more specifically. Fun fact, I was so young when they took my passport pictures that I couldn't even hold my neck together. So that picture took forever to be taken. I knew I was going to be engineering for a while because all my family members are engineers. They work in the oil field. And why mechanicals? Because I love cars. Here now, what happened with Texas A&M? I had a cousin that he graduated here in 2012. And when I came visit here when I was around 11 or 10, I love the campus. So it's a fun fact that ever since I'm 11, I said I want to be mechanical engineer in Texas A&M. And well, look at me. Who would have thought? I'm a proud Aggie by all means.
So you mentioned you have family here. Do you think it made it easier for you to navigate through this process, like knowing people that went through this, like yourself?
So I had a cousin that was studying here simultaneously. We didn't, you know, spend much time together, so I didn't get that advice. I'll say that my first maybe three semesters when I was first in a community college here in Blaine was a little rough. I felt like, you know, like I was knowing people, but I didn't get like, you know, those close friends connections. Once I transferred to Tampa, it was a different story, but sadly when I transferred, COVID started as well, so that made things a little harder. So I would say that I'm been learning most through myself. I have recently connected more with my oldest cousin, who I see him like a big brother. He has guided me more, and I feel that has helped me. But definitely, I could say that, you know, my experience has been more of, you know, my shortcomings and, you know, learning from them than anything else. And, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, I wasn't, you know, meshing completely, but, you know, it was like, you know, I don't know anyone else. Like, do I have a better option? So I'll say that kind of was, you know, just putting myself, you know, a little bit more above in that aspect. But as, you know, I first met this group of friends that I met when I transferred, and currently, you know, I expanded more to friends. In fact, I'm kind of blessed that, you know, I'm for the first time roommates with someone I call a friend. So it's pretty good, you know. I think that those are the things that I would advise to people. Like, you know, like, hey, try to, you know, go out, but also just hang out with people that you feel that you can be you, and, you know, also it's bad, but obviously don't be, sometimes I can be heavy personality. So, you know, you have those friends that will call you out and everything, but you can also be part of yourself. Don't feel ashamed completely of that.
So for you, how would you describe your interactions with people from Texas?
I felt like I meshed even more with Americans. In fact, more when I got to TAMU, I felt like they were just really open-minded people, really expressive and everything. And I'm kind of like that. So it came, in fact, like a lot of confidence. You know, I had a lot of insecurities coming here that came from my high school and all that, different stuff. Coming here, I feel like, you know, I'm a different person and I can reach more, you know.
How do you think other people view people that come from your country?
They see us, you know, as a we party a lot, and I'm not gonna lie, yeah, we do. But I would say the majority of us, you know, are trying to establish ourselves, be, you know, the better person that we can and contribute. You know, we really don't want to waste our time or go back anytime later, because, you know, back in our country, really, there's no future for people like us that are young, you know. Here, at least, we can start from something. And I'm blessed, you know, that my parents gave me the opportunity to come here.
With that being said, how do you think Texas A&M played a role into you achieving this dream or working towards it, at least?
Yeah, definitely. One thing is that education here is top level. So people are going to look at your resume and they see Texas A&M. So that's already something ahead of place, you know. I'm in the engineering school, mechanical engineer. So it's one of the best ones we can offer here. 100% recommend it. All the things you learn. Another thing is the connections. I feel like everybody here knows someone that's in a big company, and then through there you can get there. And obviously you'll be like, well, that kind of sounds sketchy, but also is that, you know, you come from a really good university. Having the connection doesn't do anything if you don't know what, you know, what you're doing. So coming, having those two aspects together, really the possibilities are, like, you know, limitless, to be honest. For me, having a job lock ever since November, despite being international, and people that know, that's really hard, you know, because we require sponsorship and all that. That's really, you know, something that I feel proud of, you know. So definitely Texas A&M have formed me. Like I said, if you see me how I was when I started here at 18 compared now to 23, it's a whole different person. And I would say it's for the better. I have formed more as a man. I feel like, you know, like I understand more, you know, things, and I clearly read things better and, you know, behave myself more. I feel that Texas A&M has been a really good experience. And if you ask me kind of what's my only regret, is that I took community college rather than starting here first. Like, I think I saw this once. It's like, if I want to go back in time, it's just to relive things. And that's my experience in Texas A&M. Forever proud Aggie. I wear this ring every day as a proud symbol. And I don't care. Hey, whoop. And I don't care what people say. Like, hey, Lord, you're crying too loud. Like, for me, I was nobody, and Texas A&M helped me become somebody.
Hola, mi nombre es Ángela Araujo, soy estudiante de Texas A&M, vengo de Venezuela y estoy súper feliz de estar acá.
Our next guest is Ángela Araujo, and she's a senior studying economics here at A&M. She also serves as president of the Venezuelan Student Association, so I'm very excited to see what she has to say.
Well, for me, like, I didn't have any, like, family or friends here in the U.S. that could, like, help me through the process. So I had to do everything on my own. I did a lot of research. And then after looking at my options, I decided that, like, my best path was, like, to go to community college first, get, like, do the first 2 years there, get my associate's degree, and then transfer to a 4 year university. And that's what I did. I went to a community college in Houston. I graduated summa cum laude, and then I transferred into Texas A&M. And I feel like that's, like, a great way to do it, because first I saved money. So I was able to live with my parents in Houston for 2 years. So that's a lot. It also helped me, like, grasp system works here, like college and, like, just education. But yeah, that's my advice. Like, if you can follow that route, it is best, because it gives you time to be more mature by the time you have to leave your parents' house.
Yeah, no, and I think that you mentioned is very important, because being not only first gen, but, like, first gen in America, it's really hard to navigate through that when you really don't know, like, how the system works. So I know you've been working and helping other people with this. So talk to us about that too.
Oh, of course. So as I said, I didn't have any, like, you know, when you're in high school here, you have, like, an advisor, a counselor that can, like, tell you, okay, this is the best for you. I didn't have that, of course. But my parents, they support me a lot. So we found private advisors. that they specialize in that, like college, but they're really expensive. We're talking like $160 an hour.
Oh my gosh.
So of course, it wasn't like I'm gonna be meeting with them all the time. So as I said, what I did was I did a lot of research. And after having like all that information, then I went and paid them, like to meet with them. And I knew, basically, I knew everything they had to, like, yeah, everything that they were gonna tell me, I already knew it. They were like, they would like congratulate me because they say like, not, like people don't do that often. So I realized that a lot of people don't go to school here, like they don't go to college because they don't know it. Like they don't know the process and they don't wanna pay either. I had some free time, so I was like, okay, I might as well do something like productive with my time. And I opened like this Instagram account, and yeah, like by word of mouth, like my mom's friends, their friends of their friends. And then I started like gaining like some, like, what would you say? Like people would know me for that in Katy or Houston. So I would just go with them, like to call it, like to whatever it is that they wanted to attend. And I would just help them, okay? Like with the advising, for example, with the advising appointment at the community college, this is what you're gonna do. Maybe they're gonna tell you to take these classes, but from my experience, you could do this instead. Or just to pay attention to those little things that really like make things easier. But yeah, I just help for free. Anyone that needs my help, they contact me through Instagram.
Yeah, that's so great that you do that. Why did you choose Texas A&M?
Okay, I'm gonna be super honest with you. So I toured a few campuses, but when my mom and I came here to tour the campus, the vibe was just so welcoming. Like everybody seemed like so eager to help. They were like open to international students, to like new people from different backgrounds. So, and it was really close to my parents' house as well. So I was like, this is my best option. I was a little scared because it's a big university. Like I think the undergrad population is like 64,000, something like that. So I was like, okay, how is that gonna work for me? Please, like, listen to me. That's the best thing that you can find, like, a big university, because it allows you to make so many connections, like, that you couldn't even imagine.
So what advice would you give to other people in your position coming from Venezuela or even just Latin America in general?
I would say don't let anything stop you. If you want it, you're gonna get it. Even like I know like financial like aspect plays a big part like on going to college, but don't let that stop you. Like there are many like scholarships, like ways that you can finance your education. So I would be like, just if you want it, go for it. Don't let anything stop you.
Yes, no, I love that. Like my mom says, like querer es poder, and I think
exactly.
That's beautiful.
100%. Like if you want it, you're gonna be able to do it. So that's my biggest piece of advice, just go for it.
Hola, me llamo Alejandra Bayer González Morales, soy de la Ciudad de México y estoy estudiando mi primer año en Texas.
Our last guest for this episode is Alejandra Morales from Mexico, who moved here her junior year of high school. So tell us what this experience was like for you.
Okay, so I've been living here for 2 years now, and honestly, I quite like it, but sometimes I miss Mexico so much because like everything is different, from the food to the people. One of the most challenging things when I moved here was the school system, because I remember going to my first day of class and it was terrible, because in Mexico when there was a new student, everybody would like try to make them feel comfortable, or I don't know, invite them to things, to parties or to eat breakfast, and honestly anything. However, in the US, everybody goes to classes and do what they have to. And Okay, besides the fact there is an obvious distinction between Latinos and Americans, so that was something different for me. Just because I'm a little bit shy about my English. I honestly hated the US for a long time, but every time I went back to Mexico, I reminded myself why are we here, which is mostly because of how insecure Mexico is, so much that we actually get robbed a lot of times. Not a lot of times, just a couple of times, but yeah.
Okay, first of all, I'm sorry to hear that, but would you say this experience has changed at all since starting at Texas A&M?
I mean, when I got accepted into A&M for a business major, I think that everything changed. Because first of all, I came here chasing someone that is not in my life anymore. And at first I thought it was a mistake, but actually it's one of the best things that happened to me because I quite love Texas A&M for now.
So moving forward, why did you choose your major? And what is one of the things that you don't like as much?
I chose business because I want to become an accountant because that's why my parents are, and they told me it wasn't like very hard, and I really like the numbers and the finance and all that things, so that's why I want to become an accountant. But I'm a little bit nervous on how being an international student may affect my future because it's pretty expensive. Like it's a lot way more expensive than if you are American. So I think that's the worst part of studying abroad, which I don't think it's fair, honestly, because we should all pay the same for the same things we're all getting. But anyways, I can do nothing about it.
Okay, so what are you looking forward the most on this upcoming years you have here at A&M?
Well, firstly, I really hope my life continues as it is for now because things are going great. I'm happy and excited for the next years of my life here in Texas A&M. And I look forward to getting my ring and doing all the traditions. And yeah.
Okay, guys, so that is a wrap up for this episode of Aggie International Talk Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed talking to everybody. If you want to learn more about this podcast and our next episodes, please make sure to check out our blog at agcg366.tamu.edu. Stay tuned for our next episodes, and thank you all so much for listening.